Hey, welcome back. What will land? I want to talk all things Russia and China this morning, and we're going to have the conversation right now with Congressman Jim Banks. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. I definitely don't want this topic to not be on our radar, at least here on Fort Wayne's Morning News, because I can't help but think how, I'm going to be blunt here, how stupid we look right now, because President Joe Biden has been hosting, as you know, the cast of Ted Lasso at the White House, while the presidents of China and Russia are becoming BFFs in Moscow. And to be quite honest, I feel like there's hardly any talk about these two, you know, conspiring against the U.S. congressmen. So please tell me, at least GOP members in the House have this on their radar and are taking this seriously.
Well, yeah, we do. I mean, I was struck by the images. I don't know if it was a Ted Lasso cast or if it was a group of comedians that were being honored at the Kennedy Center, but I don't know if you saw this picture, Kayla, but they were wearing casual clothes in the Oval Office, and the image just struck me. Mm-hmm. It sort of epitomized the unseriousness of this White House. All the while, you have our two biggest adversaries meeting in Moscow. You got China propping up Russia in the fight with Ukraine. China, by the way, who the Biden administration refuses to call an adversary or an enemy, and all of their focus is on Russia, who is an adversary as well. But China is propping them up in the fight with Ukraine, while we've sent $110 billion to try to prop up Ukraine. So you get a sense here, we do look stupid with this commander-in-chief, because all of his calculations, everything that he's done to date, have only showcased American weakness, and our adversaries are laughing at us about it.
What should the U.S. be doing, Congressman? Should the U.S. pull back their support for Ukraine, or should we be keeping the checkbook open? I mean, in your professional opinion, how should we be handling this?
Well, look, I'm pro-Ukraine. I'm anti-Russia. I hope Ukraine beats Russia. And thank God for 4 years under President Trump, he reversed the policies of the Obama administration and gave lethal aid, weapons, Javelin missiles to Ukraine. And that's why they're still on their feet today, because we went in and trained their military and supported them over the Trump years. But look, I've said this many times on this show and other places, we have to focus on making America strong at home before we can lead abroad. We can't lead around the world when we're so weak at home. So with a wide open border, with inflation, with a drug epidemic, we have bank closings and other travesties going on in the United States of America, we need to get America back on its feet so we have a strong America that scares our adversaries. Right now, it's just the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, and I think we both established that at least we think we look stupid right now. And to kind of add to that, we've got all of this stuff going on. Well, at the exact same time, we're waiting to see if a former president of the United States of America will be indicted this week or next week or whatever. You know, and we were just saying it, you know, we look kind of silly. We look kind of stupid. Do you think President Xi and President Putin are thinking the exact same thing?
Well, they're seizing the moment. I mean, that's the big point here. Our adversaries are seizing the moment of American weakness. They're watching the circus in America. They're watching a political district attorney in New York cause havoc in the United States of America and turmoil, abusing their political positions. From that situation to a president, a commander in chief who's just not serious about leading and getting America back on his feet. So that's what they're watching, and they're seizing the moment.
I think it was House Speaker Kevin McCarthy who said something to the effect of, I don't have the quote right in front of me, but he said something to the effect, you know, did we learn nothing when Hitler and Mussolini and Japan all got together? And again, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but you get what I'm saying here, Congressman. Would you agree with the House Speaker on kind of thinking in that way?
Well, absolutely. I mean, again, President Biden is the most divisive president that we've ever had. He doesn't bring us together. He divides us further. So in a time like this, recognizing the geopolitical threat, a China who literally, the Chinese Communist Party's goal is to dominate the United States of America. I mean, that's what they want to do. That's why Republicans in the Congress set up this select committee on the Chinese Communist Party. I'm a part of it. Mm-hmm. We have our second hearing tomorrow night. And Congress is providing that focus, that strategic role that the president and the White House are ignoring. I mean, remember, the Biden family took millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party, and the big guy that was skimming 10% off mm-hmm. the top. So you have entanglements and a relationship there, and then you wonder, why is the president of the United States ignoring our biggest adversary, our biggest threat? Congress has to step in and play the role that the president should be playing that he's not.
Well, I, for one, Congressman, at least I'm glad to hear that that is at least happening. It's at least on your radar and some of the other House members' radar as well. We'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
You got it. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. That's Congressman Jim Banks joining us live here on What Will My
Podcasts by Federated Media.